St Mary's at Richmond, I used to clean the horses out, because that house there on the corner, they used to have four horses in there. Mr. Right. Grindley was the man who owned it. He was a little old man with, he used to wear gaiters and that. And, and I was, when I was around 13 or 14, I suppose, I worked in there. In the mornings, I used to go in the mornings at 7 o'clock. Always remember, because, do you remember years ago, they used to have the old wooden buckets, and they used, and he had one there, and what he used to do was fill it up. There were two wooden gates you push open to go in. He had one of these wooden, full of water, it's just inside on the ground in by the gate. So yes. I would go there in the mornings and I'd push this bucket away to get in. And then after about half an hour, I started doing the horses. Do you know, I still remember the name of them four horses there.
Really?
I was like 14 then.
Yeah.
And I'm cleaning them out, and he would come out nearly every morning. I was always late. And he'd say, late 10 minutes this morning, Payne. I say, oh yes, sir, I'm sorry, I overslept. Yeah, well, try to be on time tomorrow and all that, like, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then he taught me. He had a pony, this Katie, the pony, and he had a trap. And I used to take him. He taught me how to drive this trap round a common and that, you know. And he said to me one day, take the trap out and go round the common, and when you come back, I'll have a surprise for you. So I said, okay, sir. He went round there, and he's dressed himself up. He said, now, we're going to Richmond now, to Mount Ararat Road he used to go to. I said, what, with Katie? Yes, he said, we're going with Katie, and I want you to drive me. I thought, bloody hell, you know. So anyway, away we went, and I drove him up, right, because I couldn't go up the hill, obviously, round Pitcham Road, into Mount Ararat Road, and then I had to sit outside. I think he had a woman there, I suppose. Yeah. He was an old bachelor, like, you know, an old city gent, or old country gent, really. And I'd be sitting out there maybe for an hour, hour and a half, you know. And I'd put the nose bag on Katie, and then he'd come out, right, home now, turn around and go home.